Hare Krishna. This evening I was asked to make a presentation about Lord Nrsimhadev. Because next week, on Monday, is Nrsimha Chaturdasi. But I won't be with you on Nrsimha Chaturdasi. So I'm with you today, so I'm making this presentation about Lord Nrsimhadev. What's being passed out are some sheets of some standards, some of two of standard stotras or prayers in glorification of Lord Nrsimhadev. And if you are very patient with me, we'll go through one and then I'll have to manually go to the audio file and click to number two because it didn't get set up properly in advance. But you'll hear the audio of the devotee chanting these prayers. You can follow along. I'll also, for the kids that can't read Sanskrit, we'll just show pictures of Lord Nrsimhadev as we go along. These prayers are for invoking the auspiciousness and invoking the pleasure of Lord Nrsimhadev. And while we're all getting focused and settled here, this is coming attractions. In the course of this presentation, I would like to take you in a visual parikrama or visit to many places both in India, and you might be surprised how many temples of Lord Nrsimhadev and deities of Lord Nrsimhadev are worshipped in the world. Not only in the world of ISKCON, but beyond the world of ISKCON. So this is just a meditation on the manifestation of this wonderful form of the personality of Godhead and a little bit the Leela surrounding his appearance. Look on your sheets.
Yasya bhavat bhakti janati hantoho Siddhva manyeshva vichaya turnam Sambhe vajara samamanya labhyam Lakshmi nrasimham taranam prapadhe Sita paniye pratima prabhavam Lakshmi Nrsimham Charanam Pravartye. श्रीमद्वयार्थोऽयमेव सत्यम् इतीव सर्वान् प्रतिबोधयन्तम् रमानृसिंहम् त्वविभक्तरूपम् लक्ष्मीनृसिंहम् शरणम् प्रपद्ये श्रीवेद्यदेवेन विवाहकाले सम्पूजितम् सर्वविधोपचारैः श्रीशङ्खचक्राभयबाहुदीप्तम् लक्ष्मीनृसिंहम् शरणम् प्रपद्ये अहोकिलम् सानुज एत्य रामः रमाहरेत्यस्य चकारपूजाम् पद्यैश्च पञ्चामृतभोग्यशब्दैः लक्ष्मीनृसिंहम् शरणम् प्रपद्ये समाश्रयार्थम् त्वपराधिवर्गे समागते कर्त्र निवृत्तवक्त्रम् श्रीवाच्य सन्तुष्टकृपाद्रमेश्वरम् लक्ष्मीनृसिंहम् शरणम् प्रपद्ये सञ्चारयोग्यम् प्रसमीक्ष्य कालम् काले कलौ त्वरयाभ्यचिन्त्यत् श्रीवासनामा नमो मुनीन्द्रम् लक्ष्मीनृसिंहम् शरणम् प्रपद्ये समाश्रितानामिह सेवनार्थम् अहोभिलेयज्ञमठेन्वलन्तम् सुवर्णढोलाविरसत्स्वरूपम् लक्ष्मीनृसिंहम् शरणम् प्रपद्ये श्रीमण्षकारादियतीन्द्रपूर्वैः काले विचित्रैर्यतिराजचन्द्रैः सम्पूजितम् ह्यात्मसमात्मदानाम् लक्ष्मीनृसिंहम् शरणम् प्रपद्ये अहोबिले प्रातशैलमध्ये उपावशात्कल्पितसंविधानम् लक्ष्म्याः समालिङ्गितवामभागम् लक्ष्मीनृसिंहम् शरणम् प्रपद्ये लक्ष्मीनृसिंहार्चनपृष्टचित्तः भक्त्यैव वेदान्तगुरुर्यतीन्द्रः लक्ष्मीनृसिंहस्य शुभाम् प्रपत्तिम् चक्रे जनानाम् निखिलार्थसिद्ध्यै श्रीलक्ष्मीनृसिंहम् प्रपत्तिः.
Okay, now I have to give me 30 seconds and I'll see if I can get the second sheet ready while I'm getting the audio ready. Krishna willing, that will happen.
Yasya
I beg your pardon?
I muted
the audio. That's right. Thank you for reminding me.
लक्ष्मीनृसिंहार्चनवर्धनेन सह समाज लक्ष्मीनृसिंहार्चनवर्धनेन सह समाज लक्ष्मीन्द्रसिंहस्य गुहां प्रपत्तिम् श्रीनृत्तरे जनानां प्रसिद्धिलार्थसिद्ध्यै श्रीनृसिंहाष्टकम् श्रीधरमनोहरतटापटलकान्त पालय कृपालय भवाम्बुनिमग्नम् दैत्यवरकालनरसिंहनरसिंह.
मन्त्र नम्बर् टु.
श्रीमद कलङ्क परिपूर्णशिकोटि श्रीधर मनोहर तटापटलकान्त.
मन्त्र नम्बर् वन्.
पालय कृपालय भवाम्बुनिमग्नम् दैत्यवरकालनरसिंहनरसिंह. पादकमलावनतपाटकिजनानाम् पाटकदवानलपतश्रिवरकेतौ भावनपरायण भवाति हरया माम् पाहि कृपयैव नरसिंह नरसिंह. तुङ्गनखपङ्क्तिदलितासुरवरासृष् पङ्कनवकुङ्कुमविपङ्क्तिलमहोरः पण्डितनिधानकमलालय नमस्ते पङ्कजनिषण्ड नरसिंह नरसिंह. मौलिषविभूषणमिवामरवराणाम् योगिहृदयेषु च शिरस्तु निगमानाम् राजदरविन्दरुचिरम् पदयुगम् ते हेहि मम मूर्ध्नि नरसिंह नरसिंह. वारिचविलोचनमदन्तिमदशायाम् क्लेशविवशीकृतसमस्तकरणाय हेहि रमया सह शरण्यविहतानाम् नाथमधिरुह्य नरसिंह नरसिंह. काटककिरीटपरहारवनमाला ताररचनामकरकुण्डलमणीन्द्रैः भूषितमशेषनिलयन्तपवपुर्मे चेतसि चकातु नरसिंह नरसिंह. इन्दुरविभावकविलोचनरमाया मन्दिरमहाभुजलसत्वररथाङ्ग सुन्दरचिराय रमतां त्वयि मनोमे वन्दितसुरेश नरसिंह नरसिंह. माधवमुकुन्दमधुसूदनमुरारे वामननृसिंहशरणम् भवनतानाम् रामदभृणिन्निखिलकारणनकेयम् कालममरेश नरसिंह नरसिंह. अष्टकमिदम् सकलपादकभयघ्नम् कामदमशेषदुरितामय विपुघ्नम् यः पठति सन्ततमशेषनिलयम् ते गच्छति पतङ्ग नरसिंह नरसिंह.
हरे कृष्ण. So these are standard mantras or prayers and glorification of Lord Nrisimhadev. And now we're going to go back to the beginning of these images and narrate the pastime of Lord Nrisimhadev. This particular illustration, along with the Panchatattva painting, we'll go back. When Srila Prabhupada first began the Hare Krishna movement, there weren't temples, there weren't deities, there was Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1, there wasn't Bhagavad Gita as it is, because someone stole his manuscript, a crazy person stole his manuscript before it was printed. So, instead of deity worship, Srila Prabhupada had us worshipping pictures on the altars in our little places of gathering. And the first painting that he had the artist paint was Panchatattva. And the second painting that all of our altars had and all of our temples had was this one. And imagine being a young American person coming in and seeing, you know, what's this all about? We're worshiping God. So it took a little adjusting to understand who is Lord Chaitanya and who is Lord Nrisimhadev. But I can remember being very, very attracted to Prahlad Maharaj. He was one of my heroes. Still is. And one of the wonderful features of Prahlad Maharaj is the special compassion that Prahlad Maharaj had, starting with his classmates, but also his compassion upon his father. Although his father was very cruel, Prahlad Maharaj was concerned about the well-being and salvation, forgiveness and salvation of his father. Not so much about the difficulties that he was put in, but the well-being, salvation, and forgiveness of his father. Prahlad Maharaj, according to the 9 processes of bhakti, achieved spiritual perfection through one of those 9 processes. The process of always remembering the personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, Vishnu Smaranam. According to the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam, the ability to remember the personality of Godhead is preceded by 2 other processes. Shravanam, hearing about Him, and Kirtanam, describing about Him. So we're engaged in both, hearing and chanting. Next comes Prahlad Maharaj's department, remembering Him. Remembering Him in all circumstances of life. When Prahlad Maharaj was just a small boy, he took the opportunity when the teachers left the classroom. What happens when teachers leave a classroom in the modern situation? Party time! The teacher's gone! Anything goes! And then the teacher comes back and everyone's very polite and very nice. But not Prahlad Maharaj. As soon as the teachers were gone, Sunda and Amarka left the classroom, and immediately, the boys wanted to play, but Prahlad Maharaj, being the leader that he was, even he was so small, just 5 years old, he gathered all the boys around him and began describing the importance of always hearing, chanting, and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The boys were saying, Prahlad, we're just small, we want to play. We'll do that later. And Prahlad was successively describing throughout life how the Supreme Personality of Godhead has arranged things such that there's always something that's fully occupying our time and attention. Life is like that. The child wants to play. And later on, he's all absorbed. I see some children that I know that they have lots of homework when they come home from school. And they're competing for getting good grades and then getting into the higher education, and then comes getting a job and getting married and having children. The whole program keeps one busy constantly throughout the course of life. So much so that there's no opportunity, Prahlad Maharaj was saying, for a spiritual life. But now, Komara acharet pragyo dharman bhagavataniha. And the classmates were just amazed to hear him speaking about devotional service to Vishnu. They said, Prahlad, where did you hear this? Where did you learn all these things about worshipping Vishnu in devotional service? He said, long ago, when my father was deep in the forest, undergoing austerities, holding his arms in the air, and standing on his toes, and engaging in austerities for 100 celestial years, I was in the womb of my mother, Kayadu, and Narada very kindly instructed my mother, and because I was within the womb, I heard also. So those ladies here who may at some time become pregnant mothers, even while within the womb, the child is hearing, is benefiting spiritually by hearing spiritual sound vibration. Prahlad Maharaj said, I remembered everything, but unfortunately my mother, when she went back with my father, Hiranyakashipu, she forgot everything. But I didn't forget. I learned everything from Narada Muni. And the perfection of all of our life's activity is simply to chant the holy names of the Lord in resounding, joyful tone. Let's dance, let's chant. So the boys were all chanting and dancing, and Sundarmarga came in. What? What are you doing? We're chanting the holy names of Vishnu. No, wait till your father hears this. And when Hiranyakashipu found out that Prahlad Maharaj was worshipping Vishnu, he said, kill him. Your own son, yes, kill him. He is worshipping the enemy. Find some way to destroy Prahlad. So they tried. They tried putting him in a den of poison snakes. And Prahlad was just remembering the personality of Godhead. And the personality of Godhead protected him, because the personality of Godhead is within the heart of every living being, even in with the heart of these guys, the snakes. So then he brought a wild elephant and tried to have the elephant trample Prahlad. Prahlad was just absorbed in remembrance of the personality of Godhead, and he remained protected. He had Prahlad pushed off a cliff, but the personality of Godhead down below, because he's the protector of his devotees, he manifested his personal form and personally caught Prahlad Maharaj. Remember this picture. We're going to see it one more time later on. It becomes very important when we start visiting some of the temples of Lord Nrisimhadeva. And Hiranyakashipu was so angry. He brought Prahlad before him and said, Prahlad, I'm so powerful. If I just raise my eyebrows, all the demigods tremble in fear of me. And you have no fear of me. I'm so powerful. I've destroyed all my enemies. But I can't harm you at all. Where are you getting your power? And Prahlad Maharaj said, from the same place you are, my dear demoniac father. Where is that? Where are you getting your power? From Vishnu, father. Oh, Vishnu! Where is this Vishnu? I'll kill him. He's everywhere, father. Oh, he's everywhere. Is he in this pillar? He's everywhere, father. Certainly he's in the pillar also. Then I will destroy him. I'll kill you. And let's see if he can do anything to protect you if he's in this pillar. And he struck the pillar with his sword. And with a tumultuous roar. I can't imitate that one. Roar! Much louder. Roar! Much louder. Tumultuous roar. He burst out of the pillar. And he was so angry. His eyes were copper red. His tongue was moving back and forth like a sword. His 10 arms were moving in all directions, each of them carrying weapons ready to destroy. Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu was stunned. He thought, our acharyas describe, he thought, he's like me. He's some mystic being that has mystic powers, that I have greater mystic powers. And so he engaged in battle with Ugra Nrisimha. And for some time, Nrisimhadeva was playing with him like a cat plays with a mouse. You ever seen that? Batting the mouse around and playing with the mouse, and the mouse looks at the cat, and the cat grabs the mouse, and then the mouse lets the cat go, and the mouse runs away, and the cat grabs the mouse. He was just playing. But after some time, he stopped playing. He grabbed Hiranyakashipu, and placed him across his lap, and with his nails he bifurcated the body of Hiranyakashipu. Because Hiranyakashipu, when he was doing his austerities in the forest to become immortal, it was bringing fear to all of the demigods. So Lord Brahma came and asked Hiranyakashipu, "What is it that you want? Some austerities you've been doing that are very, very severe. You must want some benediction. What is that?" "I want to become immortal. Now I'm Lord of the whole universe, and if I can be immortal, then I'll be Lord of the universe forever. I'll be God." "Well, Hiranyakashipu, I'm not immortal, so I can't give you immortality. Ask for something I can give you." So he was a clever demon. He made some calculations. "Well, give me the benediction that cannot be killed at day or at night." Take care of everything, right? "I cannot be killed on the inside or the outside." Okay. "I cannot be killed by any man-made weapon or any animal." Okay. "I can't be..." He gave his whole list of where he can't be killed. So Prabhupada says, one who tries to trick the personality of Godhead becomes tricked by the personality of Godhead. He's the better trickster or the better cheat. So the place where Lord Nrisimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu was on the veranda of the royal palace. It was neither inside nor outside. It was just as the sun was setting. So it was neither day nor night. He wasn't killed by any man-made weapon or any animal. So it was a half-man, half-lion. In this way, the personality of God had fulfilled the word of Lord Brahma and destroyed Hiranyakashipu. And this is such a famous part of the pastime. There's many paintings that depict it. The pillar breaking asunder and Lord Nrisimhadev destroying the wicked demon Hiranyakashipu. This painting has a special name where the Lord is in a bluish color. I forget the name. The famous painting where his color is like that of Krishna, but his mood is that of Nrisimhadev. And Prahlad is observing this with folded palms, simply wanting to worship the personality of Godhead. There's Lakshmi on the other side. Many different artists' rendering of this Leela. It looks like a little pussycat. One of his hands is holding the hair of Hiranyakashipu. And after Hiranyakashipu was killed, all of the soldiers who were attendants to Hiranyakashipu, they came running out by the thousands. And so Lord Nrisimhadev manifested many more arms. And as you see, the associates of Hiranyakashipu didn't last very long. Look at these guys flying through the air, upside down, like this guy here. Now, for those who are not devotees of the personality of Godhead, they wonder, why is this? You're worshipping this gruesome form. The idea is that the Lord is simultaneously, just as he says in Bhagavad Gita, paritranaya sadhunam and vinashaya chaduskritam. All of those persons who were very sinful and wicked, they were relieved of all of their sinful reactions and they were liberated. And when the personality of Godhead then sat down on his the royal throne where Hiranyakashipu had been sitting, he was still in great anger. And so the demigods, they came forward and they began offering prayers. The whole chapter of wonderful prayers of the demigods to Lord Nrisimhadeva. But his anger didn't subside. And so Lord Brahma approached Prahlad and said, he appeared because of you. He appeared to protect you. You are his dearmost devotee. You please go forward and offer prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva to pacify him. So there's beautiful prayers by Prahlad Maharaj, where he first presents himself in a most humble way, describing his lack of qualification to do anything, in fact his disqualification to accept this service, but simply because the demigods have instructed him to do so, he'll make an attempt to do so, and he appreciates that despite his lack of qualification, one thing he knows, and that is the Lord is very merciful. And if someone approaches him with sincere offering of humble service, even if it's very modest, he'll accept it. And so he offered his prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva, and Lord Nrisimhadeva immediately became pacified and placed Prahlad on his lap and spoke to Prahlad Maharaj, please accept some benediction from me. Prahlad wanted to accept no benediction from the personality of Godhead. Finally, he said, please forgive my father for all of his sinful activities. Relieve him from the reactions of all of his misdeeds. Lord Nrisimhadeva said, that's already been accomplished. Because he's your father, he's already been forgiven. So ask for something that hasn't happened already. Prahlad Maharaj asked for the association of Narada, because in association of Narada, he can learn further how to best serve the personality of Godhead. He also asked for Lord Nrisimhadeva to please liberate all the conditioned souls of this world, because Prahlad said, I don't want to go back home, back to Godhead, without taking all these persons with me. The compassion of Prahlad Maharaj is an ideal example for a Vaishnava. And it's a natural quality to have for one who is always remembering the personality of God, Vishnu Smaranam. Next is a close-up of this wonderful painting. Prahlad offering a garland to Lord Nrisimhadeva. And Lord Nrisimhadeva placed his hand on Prahlad's head. There's some prayers in this canto that say that even the goddess of fortune did not receive such benediction as Prahlad received. So here we see Prahlad with Lakshmi Devi. Then Prahlad with Lakshmi on the lap of Lord Nrisimhadeva, along with various devatas. And this is similar to our painting, just like you find in the Bhagavad Gita as it is, so the illustrations, where the chapter vyuha are identified. Let's see if the kids in the front row here can tell us who these incarnations are. Who's this one? Vamana. We know this one. Nrisimha. Who's this one? Varaha. Who's this one? See this over here? Kurma. There's a fish. Who's this one? Matsya. He's got his sword riding on a white horse. Kalki avatar. Krishna. Balaram. Ramachandra. Parashuram. You guys are good. So these are the Das avatars of Lord Vishnu. And These forms of the Lord are well known amongst all of the Leela avatars. It said there are so many incarnations of the Lord. They're as numerous as there are waves in the ocean. And that's a lot. If you try to count how many waves in the ocean, as soon as you're done counting, there's more waves. You can't count them all. But these are the principal avatars. And I want to these photographs are taken from a Back to Godhead article written by one of the devotee's sons. The devotee's name is Dharmatma. And does anybody know his son's name?
Dhruva.
Thank you. So Dhruva, like you young gentlemen here, he grew up in a devotee family. And from his childhood, like you guys and you girls, he had a very, very, very strong attraction for Lord Nrisimhadev. Just a natural attraction. At first his parents thought, he's a little boy, it's just a boy's fascination. But he didn't grow out of it. He stayed absorbed in thoughts of Lord Nrisimhadev. And when he was going to school during the summers, he earned some money. And he saved up his money. His dream was he wanted to go to India and see Lord Nrisimhadev in the various temples of India. So that's what happened. When he finished and graduated from school, with his parents' permission, he went to India. And the first place he went to was Jagannath Puri. And there in Jagannath Puri, he had the devotees there, the carvers, carve a deity of Lord Nrisimhadev. And then he went to Ahovalam. Ahovalam is in South India, and it's a place where there are many temples. There are 10 principal temples, and there Lord Nrisimhadev is worshipped since, as you can far back, you can count in time. This is the pujari who assisted him in his journey. Generally, has anyone here been to Ahovalam? Okay, one to few. In Ahovalam, it's very far from anything developed. It's very rough and rugged and mountainous and wild and dangerous. And to visit all the temples, commonly it takes 3 days, sometimes 2 days. But Dhruva was determined he wanted to do it all in one day with the assistance of the pujari. So one of the places they went was this cave that has many steps leading up to it, and many sages in the past have done their worship of Lord Nrisimhadev here, and it is said that Prahlad also resided here for some time. And the guide is pointing up the top of the hill to one of the temples, and it's very difficult to get there, and it's also very dangerous. When Radhanath Swami went to this place, Ahovalam, he took, you know, a whole group of people of all different ages, children, adults, old people, and he made it easy that this is a very difficult place to go. If you don't want to go, no problem. But we'll take pictures and we'll... But everybody wanted to go. And it's the kind of place you can see if you slip and fall, you're finished. It's very difficult to get there. But everybody went. Now, this is a picture that's out of place. So we'll go back here. There it is, a closer up photograph of where the place where it is said that Lord Nrisimhadev appeared. And there's on top, that little pole is said to be where the pillar from which Lord Nrisimhadev appeared originally stood. Now, during Srila Prabhupada's time, some of his disciples went there, and they heard all these stories of Nrisimha deities, and then they asked Srila Prabhupada, is this actually the place where Lord Nrisimhadev appeared? Because according to the Bhagavatam, it was in the palace. Hiranyakashipu was occupying the palace of Indra. He defeated the demigods, And he occupied the palace of Indra. And so wasn't that in the heavenly regions where Lord Nrisingadeva appeared? And Prabhupada said that the worship that has taken place here in Ahovalam is so much absorbed in devotion and bhakti to Lord Nrisingadeva, practically speaking, it's non-different. He didn't give a yes or a no answer. But non-different in any case. And on top of this mountain area, which was the last of the temples that Dhruva visited, is this little shrine. When they reached this top peak, the night had fallen. And so the guide said to Dhruva, "Let us take rest inside this little shrine. Come and lock the door and close it from the inside." So he did that. And at night, he heard some sound on the door. It was a bear. They smelled the bodies of two human beings and they were scraping on the door. And Dhruva said, "What's that?" He said, "Go to sleep." And then in the morning, the guide told him, because it's wilderness. There was a bear that came to, like, have his dinner. So when you go, make sure you have a guide with you. And it has more than a flashlight. You know, it has knows his way around and how to secure protection. This is one of the many very, very ancient temples. This is not one of the principal temples. But just to give you some idea, these columns, the whole situation is who knows how many centuries old. And inside, there are so many places. Some of you have seen these. I've seen these in South India. Little cave areas where the worship of the deities inside, who knows how many centuries of sages have lived there and done their worship. This is a Varaha deity, and this is Nrisingadeva deity, and there's Dhruva, with the years and years and centuries of worship that has taken place there. So this is a close-up. We're going to have other photographs of the principal deities and tell a little bit about the stories of each. We'll start with Lakshmi Nrisimha. The bottom temple, the main temple, is the Lakshmi Nrisimha temple. And it has a very decorative, beautifully done outside of the temple. And the second temple is Bhargava Nrisimha. And this deity is named Bhargava after a nearby place where Parashuram resided, where he did austerities. We know this from the Bhagavatam. And in honor of him, the deity is known as Bhargava Nrisimha. Chatravada Nrisimha is the next. The features of the deity are very clear and is perhaps the best preserved of all the deities at Ahovalam. That's deity number three. And Yogananda Nrisimha. You see this line going across by his knees? That's those who perform yoga sometimes have this strap that holds their back straight and their knees up and makes it easy to stay in the lotus posture, but Lord Nrisingadeva doesn't need that, but the deity is in that shape. You'll see some other pictures of carvings. So this is Yogananda Nrisimha, and those who reside there, they will tell you that amongst the deities of Lord Nrisingadeva, this is the most merciful deity that they know from their practical experience of devotion. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known to be the most munificent form of the Lord, and his dear brother, Lord Nityananda, similarly. So Yogananda is like that. And Karanja Nrisimha, another of the principal temples in Ahovalam, this name Karanja is given after a particular type of tree that is very unique to the Ahovalam area, a Karanja tree. And so the Karanja Nrisimha deity is named. And here's Ugra Nrisimha. Ugra means angry, very powerfully angry. Just like our deity in Mayapur. The stage of the Leela where Lord Nrisimhadev is in the midst of dealing with Hiranyakashipu, destroying Hiranyakashipu. Tell a little story about our deity in Mayapur. How many have been to Mayapur? Have seen the deity in Mayapur? So, when you see the deity, Prahlad is in the front, and the deity of Nrisimhadev is in a crouched position, his arms are raised, and he's ready to pounce. His mouth is open, his eyes are very big. This is Ugra Nrisimha. So, years ago, there was a problem in Mayapur where some dacoits came into the temple and stole the deity of Radha Madhava, because Radharani was very golden in color, and they thought maybe they made the deity of solid gold, and so they stole the deity. And as they were leaving, there was some noise, and the devotees, it was the dead of night, the devotees woke up, and there was shotgun fire, and it was very, very dangerous. Maybe some of you know Bhakti Raghava Swami, who has only one leg, and then half of another one. The other half of the other one was shot off, or shot, and he had to have it amputated during that attack in Mayapur. He was like so brave, he just came running out in the midst of the dacoits, and they shot him. So, the managers thought, we need to get protection. Because something like that had happened during Bhaktisiddhanta's time, and he similarly installed the Nrisimha deity for protection at his headquarter place, the Chaitanya Math. So the devotees in Mayapur, including the pujaris, got together, and they decided they wanted to have a deity made of Lord Nrisimhadev and install the deity for protection. So they traveled to South India by train, and one of the devotees, in the train ride, in those night train rides, he had a dream. And in his dream, he had a dream of a form of Lord Nrisimha. And when he woke up, he described to the other devotees that were traveling with him that form that he saw. So they went to the Murti carver in South India. They said they wanted a very large, like life-size, human-size deity carved. And he asked, well, what type of deity? And he said, I have all these different deities. They said, no, he's like this. So they described exactly the features that he saw. He then made a drawing according to what they wanted. And he agreed. So they made some down payment. And he began carving. This is a very fascinating story. There was a man that also lived in South India who was very envious of Srila Prabhupada and the Hare Krishna movement. So he heard that the devotees had come to South India to make a murti of Lord Nrisimhadev. And so he went to the murti maker and said, I'll give you double the money. Give me the deity instead. And the man said, no, I can't. I've made a contract. I'm an honest man. I can't take your money and not give them what they've asked for. I'm sorry. The man was very disappointed. But then he heard, when he went elsewhere, he heard this particular form, Ugra Nrisimha. Anyone who has worshipped this form has been destroyed. So he went back and said, hurry up and finish the deity. This kind should be destroyed. So when the devotees came, the devotees told about this man. He wanted to double the price. They said, one thing I didn't tell him is with Ugra Nrisimha, if he's not the primary deity, but is worshipped along with the primary deity, then he takes on the mood of the primary deity. And since your primary deity is Radha Madhava, he'll take on the mood of Radha Madhava. But I didn't tell him that. So the devotees were very happy, and today we see the deity of Lord Nrisingadeva worshipped in Mayapur. But this Ugra Nrisinga form is to be worshipped only by brahmacharis. Specifically, grihasthas can worship Lord Nrisingadeva, but they should worship Prahlad Nrisingha or Lakshmi Nrisingha, but not in this Ugra mood. So the pujaris in Ahovalam, they observe this. This is now another deity, Jwala Nrisingha. This is the spot where it is said that Lord Nrisingadeva appeared, and there is the deity of Jwala Nrisingha. Seated by his side is Lakshmi. And we're almost completed the 9 major temples. There's one more, the self-manifesting Nrisingadeva. But Moha Lola Nrisingha. This is where Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, became Moha. She became bewildered when she saw the form of Lord Nrisingadeva, because she had never seen this form before. So to honor that mood of the goddess of fortune, this Mohalola Nrisingha temple was established. And Bhavan Nrisingha is the last of the 9 major temples. And here's a self-manifesting Lord Nrisingadeva from a Shalagram Shila. Kids, you've seen a Shalagram Shila before? There's one on the altar. It's generally a round shape like this. Because the intensity of devotion is so strong in Ahovalam for Lord Nrisingadeva, from the Shalagram he manifested a form of Lord Nrisingadeva. Very much like Gopal Bhatta Goswami in Vrindavan, he was worshipping Shalagram Shilas, and he had such a strong desire to worship a form of the Lord that he can decorate with ornaments and jewels and a flute. Self-manifesting Radharaman appeared, very strongly indicating the devotion for Lord Nrisingadeva, for the self-manifesting Nrisingha from a Shalagram Shila. This is on the outside of the, going back to the bottom, the Lakshmi Nrisingha temple. Here's the carvings on the outside. Here you see the yoga posture again of Lord Nrisingadeva seated and the goddess of fortune on his lap. Anybody recognize where this deity is from? In Germany, deep in the Bavarian forest, is a form of Lord Nrisingadeva and Prahlad Maharaj. This photograph was taken at the time of the deity installation. They had Abhishek. And this is a close-up. And you can see the details. Very traditional worship with the symbols of Vishnu. And very opulently worshipped. These golden coins around the ankle of Prahlad. And a golden band around his ankle. Very, very opulent and very traditional worship. Here it is from a distance. They have these same yantras by the side of the deity, just as is in tradition in South India. And the worship is generally done like this, with just lamps, because they're pretty much off the grid in this temple, no electricity. So they're worshipped in the same standard way. These are photographs that are taken with lights. So, and the Utsav Murti down here. There's a close-up, rare photograph of the deities in Germany. You know where this is from, right? Mayapur. This is Chandan Yatra, where the deity is dressed and covered completely in chandan. Normally he looks very angry, but look at that nice big smile. Very happy. And where is this from? The Shringhapalli in Navadvip. One of the main temples in Navadvip Dham is where Lord Chaitanya went regularly and had Sankirtan before this very, very, very ancient deity of Lord Nrisimhadeva. And whenever I've been there, it's always been the most wonderful kirtan. We'll do a close-up because it's hard to see the features of the deity because the deity is so old. Here is the head of Lord Nrisimhadeva. Here is his hands. And there's the body of Hiranyakashipu stretched out on his lap. Can't discern it so easily, but there's Hiranyakashipu's body. And this is the lake where Lord Nrisimhadeva washed his hands after bifurcating Hiranyakashipu. And this is pilgrims coming to take their sacred bath or just take some drops of water from this sacred lake. Where is this? Simhachalam. And inside this, do you know what your weight is? How much do you weigh? Any idea? Guess. No idea. You know, okay. The weight of when you check in luggage for international travel, what's the weight of what you can check in? 50 pounds. How many kgs is that? 33. 23 kgs. You know how heavy a 50-pound suitcase is when you're traveling international? The weight of sandalwood paste surrounding the deity of in Simhachalam is 480 kgs. That's a lot of weight. And once a year, and it's coming up very soon, once a year the deity, all the sandalwood paste is taken off. So the crowd is outrageous. But they want to take darshan of the deity, and there's a very wonderful story behind the deity. And you remember this painting from the pastime of Prahlad being caught by Lord Vishnu. Just like Vishakhapatnam is very close to the sea. So at that time, the sea was even closer. It went right to the bottom of the mountains. And the form of Lord Vishnu that is found in the sea, the same form of Lord Vishnu that rescued the earth from Hiranyaksha was Varaha. So this form of Lord Vishnu as Varaha, but in the mood of the Lord of Prahlad Nrisimhadeva, so Varaha Nrisimha, this is what the lore that we hear when we visit Simhachalam. There's little different versions, but something like this. The personality of God had caught Prahlad and brought him back to safety, and he was in a very, very angry mood. He stayed there for some time, and in course of time he assumed a deity form, this Varaha Nrisimha form. Some long time later, King Pururava and one of the damsels of heaven just happened to be passing by in their vimana, and they saw the beautiful area, and so he stopped. And in the night he had a dream where the deity of Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared to Pururava and requested him to begin worshipping him or resume worshipping him. So Pururava was very happy. He established a temple and on top of this mountain. And after some time he told Pururava, "I'm still very angry. Could you please make an arrangement to cover my body with sandalwood?" And so, according to the tradition, the sandalwood is 120 kgs and 120 kgs and 120 kgs and 120 kgs, 480 kgs of sandalwood. I hope I have the number right. Covering the body of the deity. They have a Utsav Murti that you can see regularly when you go there, but inside is the original deity. This is their, they call it Nijarupam. And they don't allow photographs, but the pujaris are very devoted. They're very warm and friendly. They're very hospitable to ISKCON visitors when they come. And very nice temple. Here's from the outside, the temple itself, traditional South Indian style architecture, way up. I'll tell you a couple stories from our discussions with the pujaris. We asked them, you know, how do you get supplies because you're so far up? They said that in this mountaintop right next to the temple, there's water that just comes out of the mountain. And it's been like that since time immemorial. Like just, like, at the mouth of the Ganga, Gangotri. Where does that water come from? They describe that every morning, one of the pujaris, it's his service, he rises, he begins his worship, and he goes and gets the water, and there's special buckets that he brings the water in, and they use that pure water just for their deities. And there was a period of time in Andhra Pradesh where there was a drought. So the people were really worried. The worshippers of the deity were really worried. How are these pujaris going to continue the worship and how they're going to survive way up on this mountain? They said, we have no problem. There's no shortage of water. The water just keeps coming out of the mountain. Like a little river. It starts at the top of a mountain. It's not coming from melted snow. It's not coming from rain. Where is it coming from? It's the Lord's arrangement. It's like Ganga just appearing. And the mountainside he was describing is filled with all varieties of fruits in different seasons, practically everything that they need for survival and for worshipping the deities. It just, Krishna's arranged it. The Lord has arranged everything that they require. We also, when we went in South India, we visited Mangalagiri, where Panakala Swami is worshipped. And another very, very famous deity of Lord Nrisimhadev, specifically famous for his drinking of jaggery. Now, I heard this before I went, and sure enough, it was just like they described. Down by the side, the pujaris keep big pots of jaggery. And they hand you the jaggery, then they take it back from you, and they pour the jaggery into the mouth of the deity. And you can hear, whoop, 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 whoop. And then, that. That means that's it, I don't give me any more. Little belch. And then they give you the other half of the jaggery in the pot. It's Mahaprasad. And then the next person comes, and the next person comes, and one of the devotees that was with us, they asked, you know, where does it go? Like, you know, is there a big vessel underneath that gathers? They said, no, the Lord is drinking the jaggery. Go, 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 go. It doesn't go anywhere. It goes into the body of the Lord. Amazing, huh? He's the personality of Godhead. He can do whatever he likes. And another very famous deity north of Hyderabad is Nrisimha Yadugiri Gutta. That was that picture that was shown earlier that was out of place. Another very famous deity of Lord Nrisimhadev and Lakshmi. In the south of India, the same deity that we saw at the initial slide, and Sholingur near Chennai. Very famous deity. They don't allow photographs, so here's a poster of the deity with Shri and Bhu and Garuda at the bottom. Now this is a... Where's our... Where's the devotee that knows?
Huh?
You know him. This pujari here. Someone here knows? Huh?
Kannan was here, but he's not here right now.
Ah. Okay. This is this personality is a well-known, famous personality, a pujari, and a very senior Vaishnav. He's now deceased, but since he was a child, he was worshipping this deity. We just heard at his home the other day that he was unable, practically difficult for him to walk two steps, but he was so stoic, so determined that he would, from his home, walk every day, worship the deity. He was, in his older age, he was unable to reach the top of the deity, so they had to make a ladder for him to reach the top of the deity. And every day, his whole life, for hours, would worship Lord Nrisimhadev in a very traditional way. Such devotion to Lord Nrisimhadev. And this is another deity of Lord Nrisimhadev. Anybody recognize where? Vrindavan. By the palace of Nanda Maharaj in Nandagram, Nanda Maharaj also worshipped Lord Nrisimhadev. So here's a temple where Lord Nrisimhadev is on one side and Nanda Maharaj, and we can guess who that is, Krishna, is by the other side of Lord Nrisimhadev in Nandagram. There's a close-up. Isn't he cute? And there's another place deep in a cave in Vrindavan, another deity of Lord Nrisimhadev. Anybody recognize this deity? Udupi Krishna. Udupi Krishna. And Udupi Krishna, on different days of the year, calendar year, he's worshipped according to the Leela of the appearance of the Lord. So this is the Udupi Krishna deity. It's a rare photo because generally you don't see the deity, you see the Utsav Murti. And here he's carrying the symbols of Vishnu. And this is, one of the nine temples in Udupi. The central deity is Udupi Krishna. This is Udupi Nrisimha, deities, temples that were set up by Madhvacharya Krishna. And in Jaipur, at the Madan Mohan deity, Madan Mohan temple in Jaipur, by the side. Who's been to Jaipur? Remember that? On the side, left-hand side, there's the deity of Lord Nrisimhadev. The main altar in the front is Madan Mohan, and Lord Nrisimhadev is worshipped along with him. That's Krishna. Radha and Krishna. Huh?
And the Krishna on left.
To the right of Krishna.
That's Krishna. Krishna. Everybody recognizes this deity, right? New Vrindavan. And this is in the Hare Krishna Hill temple, in ISKCON temple in Bangalore, going up the steps. Before one goes into the main temple, one sees this deity of Lord Nrisimhadev. Anyone here from San Jose or has been to the San Jose temple?
Yes,
sir. Yeah. So you recognize? There's a nice story behind this deity. Vaisheshika Prabhu, who is such a wonderful Vaishnav, always has had an attraction for Lord Nrisimha worship, but he never had a Nrisimha deity. So long time ago, there was some devotees in Mexico who found the deity of Lord Nrisimhadev. And they began worshipping, but they didn't feel qualified to worship the deity. So they contacted Vaisheshika Prabhu and said, "Would you like to worship the deity?" And his answer was, "Yes!" And so they've begun worshipping the deity. And as you can see, there's the lotus foot of Lord Nrisimhadev and Lakshmi by his side. There's a close-up of Lord Nrisimhadev's lotus foot. This is the Utsav Murti in the front of their altar. And this is not a deity that's on an altar, but it's those of you that visit New York Temple, Radha Govinda Mandir, you may sometimes meet Ramabhadra. And Ramabhadra had this deity of Lord Nrisimhadev carved from the Siddha Bakul tree in Puri. Once upon a time, several years in a row, Indradumna Swami and Ramabhadra and Swavas Prabhu went to Puri just after the GBC meeting, and one of the places they really liked to go to was the Siddha Bakul area of Haridas Thakur. So when that big, whatever it was, tornado, hurricane, or whatever it was, cyclone, came through Orissa, one of the limbs of the Siddha Bakul tree broke. And the pujari kept the Siddha branch, and he carved one deity for Indradumna Maharaj and one deity for Ramabhadra Prabhu, because they had developed a nice relationship with them. And then later Ramabhadra had it gold-plated or gold-leafed and had a Garuda and Prahlad mage. So he worships this in his office. You can ask him when you go there sometime. May I see? Lord Nrisimhadev from Siddha Bakul. This is a deity, a home deity that's worshipped by a devotee in traditional South Indian style. This is a deity that's in Potomac, Maryland. Nice deity, again worshipped very nicely. Some of you may know the artist Driti. She and her husband Ram Das were doing lessons and training artists for ISKCON on behalf of the BBT. So in their home, this is the deity of Lord Nrisimhadev. I find it to be a very beautiful deity. And now here's some Shilas of Lord Nrisimhadev. See all his little weapons in the front? Little club and different daggers and nice big club and a big sword. A bow, an arrow. Very nicely worshipped. This is a devotee named Mahavishnu who worships Lord Nrisimhadev. There's this nice ridge marking inside the mouth of the deity that indicates when you see this mark, this is a Nrisimha Shila. This is the Nrisimha Shila that Dindhar Swami worshipped, my godbrother who left his body some years ago. When he found out that he had hepatitis C, he decided he just wanted to leave this world fixed in consciousness of Lord Nrisimhadev. So till his departure, he worshipped this deity of Nrisimhadev, and now his disciple is worshipping the deity. And here's other Nrisimha Shilas with these same markings. Now just some carvings of, here again is the Yoga Nrisimha form. And columns in architecture showing, this is now, I sequence them in stages. This is Lord Nrisimhadev just breaking out of the pillar. And Lord Nrisimhadev grabbing hold of Hiranyakashipu, getting ready to put him across his lap. There he goes across his lap. These are just architecture like columns, but at the same time worshipped by the devotees. There's Ugra Nrisimha with his arms raised in the air and finishing Hiranyakashipu. This is a photograph of There's a, I forget how you say this now. There's an art auction in New York City called Sotheby's or something like that.
Sotheby.
So Gopal Bhattaprabhu, one of my godbrothers, was interested in this art piece. It's said to be so many years old, thousands of years old or hundreds of years old or whatever it was. So he put in a bid for this art piece, and he didn't get the bid. It was sold for something, several tens of thousands of dollars. Just an art piece like this. Because previously, you see these places, they had arms. The arms broke off. But this is Upanishringa, and you know, the people that buy these art pieces, they don't have a clue what it is. It's just like old art from India. But for devotees, it's a worshipable personality of Godhead. This is Abhishek of Nrisimha Dev in Mayapur as they're pouring yogurt. Here's a close-up of his Abhishek and honey and other substances, milk. And flowers. Well, we'll be having our Nrisimha Chaturdasi, but this is what they'll be doing on Nrisimha Chaturdasi. Now, there's a series of very, 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 very old. Dhruva wouldn't tell me where these were. He said, I'm getting a book published, and I've never seen his book, but so you can read my book. And he didn't want to like lose some firepower with his book. I got these pictures from him. Because as he traveled in South India, he found, and he knows where they are and the names of them and so on. So I don't have them. But these are worshipable forms of Lord Nrisimhadev, etchings. I showed this once in the Potomac Temple. One of the devotees, his name I can't remember right now, he looked at it and said, wow, these are made great t-shirts. Etchings of the form of Lord Nrisimhadev. There's a standard part of worship of deity forms of the Lord. In this plate form, they're called yantras. All the depictions, it indicates the spiritual abode or the place of the Supreme Lord, and the various surrounding layers are his devotees and this paraphernalia. And by worshipping these yantras, it's mentioned actually in Sri Brahma Samhita. Worship of yantra is accompanied by mantra, and it's effectively the same as worship of the deity. So this yantra is on the side of the altar of Lord Nrisimhadev. Now we're going to take a close-up of the shilas in the front. Here's the lotus feet of Lord Nrisimhadev. And then the main shila, but there's hundreds of other shilas that every day are worshipped. Here's the yantras in front of the deity. And of course, the appearance of the personality of Godhead, Lord Nrisimhadev, is for the purpose of Prahlad's protection. You may know the story about the red eyes of the deity of Lord Nrisimhadev in Mayapur. I'll very quickly narrate it. The pujari was thinking the red eyes of Lord Nrisimhadev are a little fearful. So he decided to have other eyes put in their place in some green or some other color. So the day after he did this, he was in the room, in the pujari, in the altar area of Lord Nrisimhadev, worshipping the deity, and he heard a voice saying, "Where are my eyes?" And it's a small space, and there's only one entrance, and it's a wooden door. And when the pujari's there, he locked it from the inside, and there was nobody else in there but him. So he looked around and was very puzzled and carried on. Thought maybe he was just hearing things, and some time passed and he heard the same voice. Where are my eyes? And he was very afraid. So he went and left the deity and told Janadivas what happened. And Janadivas said, I guess he's trying to tell you that he wants his eyes back. You better put them back. So he put the red eyes back in place and understood this was the way that the Lord wanted to be worshipped. There's a close-up. It's when you see the altar, you can't see Prahlad so well. So take this image in your mind and remember the image, because you're not going to see it so close up ever again. This is Prahlad, for whom Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared with his folded palms, offering prayers to the personality of Godhead. Because when you make this personality of Godhead angry, he can become very fierce. So this is now going to show just Lord Nrisimhadeva in different... No, that comes later. Different dresses. So this is some of the different deities. Here's the deity somewhere where Dhruva went. And here's the Utsav Murti in front, right here. There's some renown of this particular deity. I don't know the story. Again, the Utsav Murti and Lord Nrisimhadeva. Another form of Lord Nrisimhadeva. Very nice opulent worship in another place. Very ancient deity of Lord Nrisimhadeva. Here he has a nice little mustache. Here's have an even bigger mustache. Here's an even bigger mustache. With Lakshmi Devi. In South India, Lord Nrisimhadeva is so famous, you find him depicted even like this on the side of walls of buildings. So popular. So much appreciated is this worshipable form. So here's some different dresses of Lord Nrisimhadeva in Mayapur. This is rainy season in Mayapur. The deity is so big, just like the deity in the Bavarian forest, they couldn't move the deity other than by use of a crane, like heavy. So same, Lord Nrisimhadeva is very heavy. And so, unlike Radha Madhava or the Panchatattva deities, they're very high. The altar of Lord Nrisimhadeva isn't raised so high. So when the flood comes, I mean, that's the hand of the pujari making an offering. He's underwater. But they've never had the water in Mayapur rise above the head of a deity. So there's a little water for the deity in case he's thirsty. Pujari making an offering. It's amazing. We have this opportunity to hear and remember and become absorbed in the message of and the glories of Lord Nrisimhadeva, at least for most of us, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for enlightening us with such a beautiful PowerPoint show on Lord Nrisimhadeva. Just to inform everybody that on the Narasimha Chaturdashi, that's happening on 16th of this month, we are going to install a new Narasimha Devi in this temple. So that news comes from Mayapur to here. And then Maharaj just saw that today. And